Josh, over to you. All-time favourite?
My granddad told me this joke when I was about six, and I didn't understand it for quite a long time. But there are two Jews in front of a firing squad, and they're offered a blindfold, and one of the Jews starts kicking off, and he's complaining, you know, we're innocent, we haven't done anything, take your blindfold and you can shove it up. And the other Jew turns to him and says, shh, you don't want to make trouble.
Well, so much for the up-and-comers. What about the comedy establishment, who we call the current crop? Joining the Olga Corbett of comedy, Lucy Porter, this week, is a comedian who is himself known as the Black Lenny Henry. It's Stephen K. Amos. Lucy, a favourite joke, please.
It's the one that goes, a woman's looking in the mirror and she turns to her husband and she says, darling, I look old, fat and ugly, give me a compliment. He says, well, your eyesight's spot on.
And Stephen, assuming you're still with the programme, do you have a joke for us?
I'm so not with the programme. And can I also point out that if we don't win tonight, I will be playing the race card. So.
Do you have another card?
Do I have another card? I'm a Jew. My nephew, who's only 4 years old, he told me this the other day, and I remembered it as well. You may remember it. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Do you know what I mean? It's the innocence of the child. You can say that joke to a four-year-old, they'll go, ah, ah, ah. Try it at a comedy club, you'll get bottled.
That was a bit like Lenny Henry.
We love Lenny.
Finally, the venerable voices of experience of our old guard, men who began their comedy careers when radio was still transmitted in black and white. It's our Say What You See regular, Roy Walker, and his guest, who's a man who may be unknown to the Radio 4 audience, Barry Cryer. So, a trusty old joke from you, please, Roy.
Thank you. Stephen and I were talking earlier in the dressing room, and he said, Roy, you're a man of the world. And I said, yes. He said, do you know the difference between the words kinky and erotic? And I said, yes. I said, just imagine one night you were feeling really, really amorous and you decided to tickle your beloved all over with a feather. That's... that's erotic. But if you use the whole chicken...
Finally, Barry, you don't do jokes, really, do you?
No. I heard this the other day, Simon. A car runs into another car, rams into the car in front, and the driver in the front car gets out. He's furious, and he's a very small guy. And he stormed up to the car behind and said, I am not happy. And the other driver said, well, which one are you?
A fine selection of jokes to start the programme. The opening formalities are out of the way. We're on to round one. Let battle commence. This round is called Generation Y. We're all proud of our own generation's achievements. That's the theory. But what about the skeletons in the closet? Each team has to discuss what they believe is the very worst of their own age group. So age before beauty, that'll be Roy and Barry. What do you, as the old guard, Roy and Barry, think is letting your generation down?
Homophobia. No, I don't like it in my generation. I hate it.
I agree. I agree with Barry. I'm not homophobic at all. I actually like The Simpsons.
Something Ev, as we call him, Kenny Everett, said to me years ago, and even then I was already married over 30 years with four children, and he always called me Bar. And he said to me one day, he said, ooh, Bar. He said, you married over 30 years with four children. What a smokescreen. I did a gig earlier this year, and a guy from Coventry called Les, I'd never met before, and he looked round the room and said, no puffs in here. I couldn't believe what he just said. And I looked him straight in the eyes and said, why do you hate us?
I was in Australia and I saw some graffiti. I know the Australians, they're straight-talking people, right? I was in this nightclub in Australia and I went to the toilet and the graffiti on the wall said this. It said, all gays are gay.